Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Today's show is brought to you by SEEDOLAB.com. That is SEEDOLAB.com. SEEDO is the first fully automated and controlled indoor growing device that you can use to grow high-grade hydroponic weed without any effort at all. They do all the work for you. It's basically the first driverless car for hydroponic growing. Once again, that is SEEDOLAB.com. Amazing offer. There's still a couple days left for their July 4th promotion, offering $444 off of the SEEDO. So go to SEEDOLAB.com and check them out.
Motherfuckers, it's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattlesnake, Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
It's a good song. It's an objectively speaking good song.
Catchy is the word you're looking for. Classic.
Yeah, good, catchy is very good.
Different. No, no.
Pop, popular. People like it. They like the way it sounds. All of us. Look, everyone's feet under the table are just tapping back and forth right now. We're all fucking doodling.
As they're saying, Lewis is an asshole in Morse code.
No, that's not true. People like the song. I guarantee you that this song right here is a secret, like, I like this song in everybody's heads. Listening, everybody in the room. Look at Colin. We can't even deny it right now.
Yeah, it's a classic.
See?
Yeah.
This just came out in Ireland last week.
I came because of this song.
I know.
I was like, this is America. I want to be part of this faggy shit.
We have a great show planned today, but I got to dance.
Fuck.
Here's my number. So call me maybe. It's fucking dope. Shut
I
up.
I like it. It's fun. I hear
shut up, Shane. Nice. It's fun, it's you nice. Fucking curmudgeon.
It's nice. I'm not a curmudgeon.
You're a curmudgeon, dude.
Not a curmudgeon.
You're all curmudgeon-y because you got pussy last
Shut
night.
The fuck.
You got pussy last night.
No, I'm in the clear. I'm
yeah, you did. You got pussy. Are you dating Claire?
No.
Oh, no, you're not dating Claire, right?
No, I'm not.
Oh, yeah, you got pussy last night. Hell yeah, dog. I thought it just...
Oh, shit.
I thought I just got him caught.
That was bad, Lewis.
I thought I got him caught for a second. I was
nervous right now.
I was going to stop the stream.
Yeah.
I'm like, Shannon, we need to go back in time. Yeah. That went out live.
All of us were like, Lewis, what the fuck are you doing? You never bring up another man's fucking pussy.
Yeah,
that.
You do.
If you've ever seen an episode of this show where you see one of us about to clap and then it cuts. somebody said some shit.
Someone's hat is gone and stuff. You're just like...
What was the lucky gal's name? Give me first name, last name.
Absolutely fucking zero chance.
Give me some
first
deets.
First off, I'm never going to make the mistake of discussing a girlfriend.
Why?
Or anything publicly again.
Why?
Because you look like a fucking dumbass.
What do you mean?
When you fucking turn this
about
fucking
me.
Music
I thought it came at me like that. I thought he was saying, you look like a dumbass. And I was like,
no.
I look like a dumbass. You look like a dumbass.
You look like a dumbass.
You, you look like a dumbass.
You guys
like, you
look
understood.
Like you and Kim arguing on Twitter. That looks
We're not arguing
shitty.
On Twitter.
Like the fucking...
How are we arguing on Twitter?
You're not arguing, but you know what I mean.
We did not argue. Turn it up, Shannon. I'm in charge of the show.
No. I can't.
Me and Kim aren't arguing. We have not been this friendly to each other in 2 years.
Yeah, I didn't mean to bring that up. I'm sorry.
It must be so embarrassing for you.
So tell me about this girl you fucked. Tell me about your argument with Kim.
It was just nice. It was nice. Oh, this is funny.
Mean?
We went
Can you
to
tell me the story. Can you
we
give us a little,
to...
We're all living vicariously through you because we're
you
all
think,
in relationships.
Where do you think I fucking met her?
You are?
No.
Yeah.
No. You smell my fingers right now, dude.
What's going on in there?
You want to smell my fingers?
No, what's in there?
Smell my fingers, baby boy.
Smell your fingers.
Smell. Never smell
what's
it.
What's in there?
Single.
I took a shit and didn't wash my hands.
It touched your nose. It
did
touched
touch my
your
nose.
Nose.
It certainly did.
Did it smell like shit?
Did not. Oh. Did not.
You're lucky I wipe with my word hand.
What are you fired up about today, dude? You're in a fucking good mood.
It's a great podcast, man. We have the literally, look, we are not the funniest podcast. No, we are the funniest podcast in the world. We have the most laughs per week.
Uh-huh.
Is that?
That's because we do three shows.
We do three shows per week. Yeah. So if you count the laughs that we give our people, way more. Way more than everybody else.
Yeah, I saw that study. That was good. That was good.
It is true. I'm a numbers guy. Everyone knows that about me. It's one of the things that, you know, I'm multifaceted. So we have a great show planned today. And
spell
we have
faceted.
F-A-C-E-T-E-D. Idiot.
I can't.
Dumb fucking idiot.
I don't know how to even check that.
Yeah.
You can Google it. You got to figure out how to spell Google first.
Yeah. It's a tough one.
How many O's?
Shane Gillis is in studio. What's up, Nooka?
What's up, dog?
Hell yeah, baby boy.
How are you?
Chilling, dude. You look good, dude.
No.
I'm inspired by you.
Like shit.
I'm inspired by you.
Thanks.
Because girls think you're fucking hot. and you're not.
Yeah, I'm not. I hear you.
But it's because you don't give a fuck. You just own who you are. You walk in your skin. You're very comfortable with who you are. I'm constantly trying to change myself, constantly trying to look for approval through people.
You just got
to
lean into it.
That's it, doggy. So this is why I'm so fat lately.
Be fat, dude.
I've been inspired by you. I swear to God.
Being fat's all right.
It's not bad, dude.
So you're using him as an excuse to not go back to the gym?
I don't know if I'll ever go back.
Shane got some pussy. I don't have to work out.
It's true. I saw Shane and Claire, and I looked at Kim, and I mushed her head. And I was like, what am I doing?
I got to get funny.
too real. Mike Feeney joins the show.
What's up?
My new Fortnite pal.
Yeah, for the moment.
Yeah. Stop acting like you don't love it, dude. He's acting too cool for Fortnite.
I like video games that, you know, for adults. You know, like
no video games are for adults.
Grand Theft Auto is actually only
none
for,
of them
like,
are
supposed to be for 18-year-olds.
That's
over,
psychotic
so.
That they're creating games for adults.
I mean, they've been doing that since
games.
You know, the 90s.
Look up the definition of game right now. The Webster's definition of game. Watch.
I mean, sports are games, and those are
what makes sense.
So do you know that it says children in there? Otherwise,
only children.
A form of play or sport, especially competitive. One played according to the rules and decided by skill, strength, or luck. Hold on. Wait. Match, contest, tournament, meeting, sports.
Not one.
Hold on. Complete episode or period of play ending and defined. Keep on going down. Manipulate a situation.
Okay, go ahead and drop that box down.
Okay. All right. I understand. Yeah.
Okay. So now that I was right. Yeah.
For children.
Saying the fact that you of all people are going against GTA 5.
The fact that you of all people,
we could fucking just cause so much. I mean, you could live out all of what you're
I raped those hookers in 98.
No, not
son.
Raped. You got to fucking.
No, it was rape because after they got out of the car, I would beat them to death with a baseball bat and take my money back.
I don't think you can get the hookers in the car anymore.
But you
I
never
think
got
they stopped
the,
that.
You never got the full amount back though, right?
No.
Maybe not.
Never.
No, you got
worth
less.
Worth it, though, but you got the
less.
Thrill and memory of beating a hooker to death with a baseball bat.
That is true.
Which is priceless.
My favorite
that
is
was
just
the
running
old
over
American Express
running over the car of the person you just running over the person of the car you just stole. That's the best.
No.
Oh,
when
yeah.
when I found out that there was like the thing in Grand Theft Auto, which one was that?
San Andreas.
The one that got it all started. That the
three.
One where you could
three.
Fuck hookers. Okay. Grand Theft Auto 3 comes out. Your buddy's like, dude. All right, pick up that hooker. Now you got to find grass. Like, what do you mean? Just go find grass anywhere and watch. Then you go, you park on the grass, and then the fucking car starts rocking.
Yeah.
And you fuck her, and you pay her. You're like, your mind is blown. Like, you're like, I'm fucking a hooker in a video game right now. I'm 18 years old, 17 years old. It's an incredible experience. And then she gets out, and your buddy doesn't even have to tell you. Just instinctually, you're like, I'm going to fucking kill her right now and take my money back. That right there does not cause violence. That makes you avoid violence. Because I never wanted to do that again. I got that out of my system. Is this shit, Shannon? Let me say.
Not me, man. The opposite, actually.
Oh, this is four. Not three.
It's just pictures.
Well, what was funny is in three, if you did the other camera where you would look from the driver's side, it was both of them just sitting in the car. But I think by like Vice City and stuff, they would the head would be, you know, her head would be gone.
Yeah, it was great. And then they were like hiring comics to do voices. Patrice, Bobby Kelly, Opie and Anthony were in the radio. Like,
I think DeRosa's in five.
Yeah, for sure. Dude. Yeah. Well, the guys over at Rockstar Games were big Opie and Anthony fans. So they ended up grabbing all of those guys to do voiceover stuff, which was pretty damn cool. But yeah, dude, it's fine. But I'm just saying I'm over that experience. Okay. I'm
then,
just not
then Call of Duty.
Yeah, but there's I got blood. Fortnite. I don't need blood, dude.
Gotta have blood.
I don't need blood.
Gotta have
I need
blood.
The competitive thing. I need to build a wall. I need to build a house once in a while.
Build a wall.
There's nothing more manly than building a house out of steel and fucking brick, dude.
There is when the person doing it is just your what is your character? What are you?
A Slipknot member.
That would be more badass.
Colin Terrell is here. Tyrell or Terrell?
Terrell, yeah.
Terrell?
Yeah.
Terrell. Oh, who's fucking calling me right now? Stop. Who is that? I don't know who you are.
Answer on the
this
podcast.
This is like my hometown where I grew up. No.
Oh, that means it's a spam call.
Probably a spam call, yeah. So, Colin Terrell is here.
Would you like some spam?
My mom did. Did you have spam growing up, Colin?
No, no.
I feel like that's very Irish. A very Irish food would be just cans of spam.
More, Hawaiians.
Could not be more opposite of
yeah.
No, it's Irish.
No, the Hawaii. If you go to Hawaii, that's a big
look it up. How much spam is sold in Ireland?
I'll how much
you...
is sold in Hawaii? I guarantee. Let's fuck it up. I guarantee fucking
spam
to you.
Spam numbers Ireland. Spam numbers Hawaii.
Oh, you're so fucking. You don't even know it.
I've never been more positive about anything in my entire life, and I'll tell you why. Okay, because we have an entire country. I'm assuming that Ireland is 40 or 50 times the size of Hawaii.
That's okay. It's your first.
Hawaii's a little tiny speck of shit in the ocean.
It's not. It's...
Yes, it is.
That's what I said.
Ah! Wait,
it's like their national dish.
7 million
You're an
cans
idiot.
A year.
Than any other state in our union.
Yeah, but 7 million cans
face.
A year. All right, wait. You know you're nervous because that's way more than you thought.
No,
that's way more than you thought.
Good.
Here
how
we
many,
go.
How much spam is consumed?
It's because
in
it's the closest they can get to human meat
in Ireland. All I can find are people asking, "Where can I buy spam?"
That's because it's sold out.
Fuck your face.
That's because it's sold out.
Yes, yeah. Because they
look, it can't even. Just empty shelves.
Fast enough. Yeah, you are just fucking shoving it in the
look, you Irish people try spam. Yeah, that's it's being it. Introduced to the culture. That was a
Irish
that was,
people try spam.
That was 3 years ago.
That was a couple of million
I'm
hits.
So wrong that it was like
they haven't
Irish
even,
people react.
They don't even know what it is.
That's an entire web series. That's an entire video channel of Irish people trying things.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
it's like every week it's the same five people and they're like, oh, flavors.
Yeah.
I know all those guys. Actually,
Irish people try sunshine. can we watch Irish people trying spam for a minute? Have you ever tried spam, Colin?
No, never. No. What is it? It's like no.
I told you we don't have it.
If I had, how would you?
I don't think I've ever. Had
how would you just? You,
I've never
you,
had it.
My it's mom like ham, used to make, is it?
My mom used to make spam, it's slice like, up spam in a frying pan, and macaroni and cheese, Kraft macaroni and cheese. This meal
oh,
for a family.
Spick and spam.
Is it the-
this meal for a family, I mean, costs $4. The entire family. You would feed. This is such a poor person fucking meal. It is a little can. It basically looks like a canned ham, but I have no idea what it's made out of. It's not
it used
ham.
To be made for the war, for like rations and stuff.
It doesn't go bad, right?
Yeah, it has a crazy shelf life. But it's some sort of imitation ham or
it's the shit when you is it the shit when you boil a ham that rises to the top of the water and you scoop that off?
That might be it.
Is that it?
No, I don't think so. First of all, you don't have a fucking clue. What is
clue.
Spam? I have no idea.
I think it's like
you get your life so well, Lewis,
so that it stays good forever.
It's basically like fucking smashed together fucking grocery ham. Like
yeah, it just seems like hot
it's
dog.
Condensed.
It seems like what's
the
inside a hot dog.
Six ingredients:
already cooked pork, two different cuts, pork shoulder and ham, salt, water, potato starch to keep the meat moist, sugar and sodium nitrate. So really, it is just it's like a hot dog. It's really a big it's a fucking hot dog in a can that's mashed up in the shape of a ham.
Oh, I bet they now I want it now. Yeah,
and my mom used to cut off just slices of it and fry it up. And I used to love it. I had no problem with this. I had no idea that it was even a poor person food.
We used to have Scrapple.
What was Scrapple? I've heard of Scrapple.
Yeah,
what
it's like
that?
A central PA thing.
What's Scrapple?
Fucking same thing. Just a bunch of meat.
Yeah, it's like ears, noses,
old
and
meat.
Assholes.
Oh. That should be the name of this podcast.
Scrapple. Oh.
Fucking nasty.
Hog offal such as head, heart, liver. It's so
yeah, but
gross.
Then
he was fucking eating that
all
shit.
This shit in France is like is a luxury.
Delicacy, yeah.
Farqua and pate.
Look at the type
it's
of
the same
it.
Shit.
Mush.
It's all it is. It's fucking crazy how
mush.
Bad that is.
I don't even care. You want some mush?
Yeah, man.
Let me see Irish people reacting to spam.
Great texture. Not bad taste.
I know, right?
Whoa. Rewind for
I've
a second.
I've watched so much of this channel because I love these pale
these
bitches.
Fucking Irish bloods were... I've never seen an attractive Irish person in my entire life.
There's so many.
These two bitches are smoke shows. Who are they?
They match the background.
That the ginger one on the right, is her name's Laura something or other. She's a comic.
All right, I'm way in. All right, Laura something or other, and this fucking bitch.
I don't know. She needs to go back into the fucking. She left because Notre Dame built burnt down or something.
I hear you.
We got that.
Corner.
I know. Yeah.
Took me a second. You got
Hunchback.
She left because of fucking bell tower.
He really hates this bitch. He couldn't get his words out.
Disgusting fucking pig fight.
She's an Irish fucking eight.
Beat her to death with a sack of potatoes.
Let me see them respond.
Not bad taste.
Jeez, it's salty, isn't it?
Joe DeRosa.
Jeez, it's salty. You
burnt a pig
nice.
In the ocean before they killed it.
Ah, there's greens in it. So it's good for you. It's veg. No, it's spicy.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a bit spicy.
That's really good.
Yeah, do they eat it raw?
I must have eaten.
I guess so.
It's already cooked.
Yeah, that'll put hairs.
My mom used to fry it up. I would literally think it was eating.
Not like these.
That's
animals.
To disguise the taste.
That's disgusting. Look at it.
Bacon spam.
Look at the color of it. They didn't have flavors when I was a kid. I said spam.
Right.
Now they're going all over the place with this stuff. I had an idea when I was a kid because I used to really like hard boiled eggs. I had an idea. Why not inject the hard-boiled eggs with flavorings, right? And then you could hard-boil the egg, and it would already be, you know, salt and pepper, sea salt and pepper, jalapeno, and you could hard-boil the eggs and already have them flavored all throughout.
Wow. Great.
Why couldn't you?
Fucking great.
Gee, with your upbringing, why were you thinking about putting needles into everything?
Flavors.
What?
All the flavors?
Of spam.
Spam,
wow.
Macadamia nuts, huh?
Yeah. Spam cheese, spam garlic, spam teriyaki, spam cheese. This is like an Come even on. More ghetto Bubba Gump.
Yeah. Spam chorizo.
They do have spam chorizo.
Oh, awesome.
Wow.
Spam boricua. That's when they put an actual Puerto Rican meat in the spam, Puerto Rican human.
Now, isn't Portuguese
meat.
Sausage
Hold on.
Chorizo?
Let me get it out. Shannon, edit all that, make it sound good. Yes. Spam boricua. That's when they take a Puerto Rican. Fuck.
It's never going to be good.
Yeah.
There's no way to make
don't,
that
Don't
joke.
Stop, man. Don't quit.
Lewis and
it's uninspired by all. Look, let's. Like, we haven't even started the show yet, by the way. When are we going to go live? Are we starting in a minute?
Whenever you're ready.
All right, cool. So let's get the plugs out of the way.
Can we turn the AC on in here?
It feels dewy in here.
Yeah, a little humid. A little fucking moist.
Dewy?
Yeah.
A little humid.
D-E-W-E-Y.
Yeah.
Dewy.
D-E-W-Y.
Well, la-di-da, Mr. College.
Yeah, what's that
I didn't say it was right. I just said that's how I would spell it.
70? That's no good. We need to keep
let's get down
cool
to 60, 60, 65.
65.
Get it cool in here, and then we can turn it back. I don't care. It sucks for Colm, because it blows what? Directly onto his,
I'll sub with Colm. I'll take that. I'll switch with.
You want to switch out?
I could if he gets cold. If you get chilly, if you get a little chilly, let me know.
Would you give me your jacket?
I'll fucking swap with you.
Okay,
oh, yeah, dude.
I am just fatter, Colm.
Yeah.
Someday I'll get there, though.
You'll get there. Just
dude, it's so it's nice.
Start eating spam.
It's so nice to let spam, go. Man. It fucking feels great.
It is the American dream.
I'm telling you right now.
You don't have to look at me when you say it.
The American dream.
It really is, dude. Until I have a reason to get back in shape, I'm not doing it. I need to have something booked. I need to. It's just not going to happen.
What's funny is they won't book you because of, you know.
Being a fat fuck?
No. It's more of a talent
funny.
Thing.
Being
yeah, it's more of a talent thing.
First of all, maybe you didn't see me at Skankfest, dude. I played drums. I pro wrestled. I did an MMA fight.
What about
did
comedy?
A magic trick.
At this comedy festival. Yeah. Did you ever get did you ever do any
solid set?
Yeah. Let's give him massages.
I was going to get there. I was going to eventually do comedy at that festival. Yeah. I never got
you
around to it.
He tried to host
it.
One show and Ari took over
he did
immediately.
Take over. I was so happy.
And yeah. You said,
I went to go say a joke. I was like, oh, this is a new one. But I had one hand in my pocket all nervously. Yeah. And then Ari fucking came in. I was like, yes. Yeah. Thank you, Ari.
Yeah, I believe the words you said right as you got off stage were, thank God I have no new material.
Yeah, yeah. That's great. I think I'm planning a tour with Kurt Metzger.
That's good.
I really am. We're for this fall and winter. The
nice.
Yeah.
You guys, that'll definitely not end in a complete
yeah, you guys
failure.
In a car together?
No, we're not going to do it like that. We're gonna
Kurt's second worst car ride ever?
Yeah, we're not going to tour like that together. We're going to fucking tour like adults. You know.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
Winnebago.
You're gonna get a Winnebago.
We're renting a Winnebago.
Getting a Winnie? Though.
Hell yeah, dude. Can you just plaster with my face, even though Kurt's the headliner? Kurt, I worked out the deal, so it's my face on the side of it.
Does that seem like something that you would not do? That seems like something you would definitely do, yeah.
Put my face on the side of Winnebago?
Absolutely.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put it in the front of it.
Yeah.
Make my nostrils the headlights.
Horns.
Let's go.
This is great.
It's a good podcast.
Did you write spam? Like, was that, did you have that fucking going into this?
My notes? No, that was just improv.
That was just straight
was
off just, the fucking
that was jazz,
start
of the baby. Show. That was jazz.
That's what's crazy. That's fucking unbelievable.
That was the one of the fills.
No, you got the Irish voice in there. That was great. Some characters.
Dude, it was fine. For the first 20 minutes of this podcast is better than everyone's podcast.
I don't.
Man, Shane's secret podcast, too.
All your Irish podcasts goodbye. Put together. Shannon, I know plugs, you dummy. I know I'm doing them now. This is all edited.
Oh, wait. This is something you're going to want
to hear.
Fuck plugs. Last night.
Fuck plugs. Hell yeah, dude.
Me and the lady went to a bar. And when we got in there, she took a slight stumble. Bit of a misstep. And the bouncer was like, all right, you guys got to get the fuck out of here. And then he was like, actually, I just saw you on Real Ass Podcast, dude. Get in
no
here.
No way.
Yeah.
No
hilarious.
Way.
Yeah. Shout out Justin.
The bouncer. The Justin. Bouncer was, fuck yeah, Justin. Bro. You let that bitch.
You know what? Get in there. Raid that bitch.
Yeah. And I was like, thank you very much.
This retard's gonna
perfectly
rape this
sober.
Drunk girl. Real Ass Podcast.
What up, Justin? Thank you, man. What bar was it?
I forget.
Yeah. So does she.
Yeah. We both. Yeah.
Had quite the night.
Had a good one.
Hell yeah. Do you get concerned that she's going to wake up and be like, oh my God, I was raped?
No.
I'm concerned
she
that.
Looks more like Jesse Pinkman's girlfriend, I feel like, right? Where she's just fully OD'd in the bed right now.
No, she's fucking. She had a good.
She's like, oh, I got to go do the podcast. I'll figure this out later.
She had to go turn her back on her back.
Yeah.
She had to go to work this morning, and I fucking stayed in her apartment.
How do you
power move
without you don't even know her?
They left.
You don't know her?
I know
they?
It slightly.
How do you know?
She, her and her roommate both went to work.
No, she was a woke SJW.
I was like, I'm gonna.
Oh, there she is, right there.
I don't need to leave.
Look at that.
It was like exactly 8 in the morning. I was I got a podcast around the corner.
That's Mike Lawrence standing above her.
So, yeah.
Mouth full of cum, is it?
Guys.
Everyone get on track here. We can't. There can only be time come, where three bad jokes are thrown out in a row. If that happens, it's like it sort of is like, whoa, come on, whoa. We're all good. We're all good at what we do.
Mouthful of cum, yeah.
I'm gonna throw a bad one out a lot. So if you're gonna throw one out after me, just make sure it's good, because it really throws the whole podcast off.
I'm still happy about your fucking rats joke.
Oh, with random.
That good was, job sitting that out.
That
by the way.
Yeah, that real that show was very. You would have loved it. You would have had a blast.
I would have hated it.
Stop it, Zach. Fucking, he's a loon, but he's harmless.
Yeah, I think he's obviously pretending to be.
Is it weird that I don't have a fear of people that I can physically beat up? Like, no matter what guns that are out there in the world, and no matter what bombs they can create, like, in my mind, I was like, what is Mark Random going to fucking do?
Yeah.
I'll put him into a locker. I will fucking shove Mark Random's head into a toilet bowl if he ever threatens to bomb the studio. Are you kidding me?
He's going to threaten to bomb the studio.
No, he's not. Mark Random loves me. I've given him a whole fucking
life. I like
life.
Mark Random, too.
Yeah, you're only saying that because you don't want him to hurt you.
No, I don't think he's ever going to do that.
You're only saying that because you don't want him to hurt you.
I don't think he's that type of guy. I think he's a sweetheart.
I don't know who he is, but I have a feeling we're all going to know who he is.
Yeah. No,
look, sometimes you have to give people a fucking chance, okay? And he's one of those guys. Give him a chance. Let him live his life.
Call him.
What's going on?
Call him.
A lot of pregnant pauses for five people.
Shut the fuck up, dude. You don't know about silence. You have to use the silence.
Yo, can we not use that picture? I look like a fucking dickhead.
Yeah.
Okay, send me the one you want me to use.
All right, give me a fucking attitude like that again.
You know what?
And
now I'm going to use this one.
If
every
that
time.
Doesn't look like a wall in a specialized classroom.
You're holding a cat?
No, that looks like a before and after.
That was right when I got my cat.
It's like he had cancer and got sick, but now he's living a healthy life.
That's a nice cat. That's my cat, Tybalt.
So can we please do plugs now, Shannon? Thank you. Colin Terrell, what would you like to plug, my brother?
You can listen to my podcast, Big Dogs, on all the podcast places. It's a great podcast. It's really good.
I've listened to it.
Have you, yeah?
I have.
Oh, yeah?
I swear to God.
If you're listening, go check out the
last
episode.
Anytime people talk about me, I will probably find it. I'm a lunatic.
Oh, well, I wouldn't be here. If you heard all the stuff we said about you, I wouldn't be in this room right now.
No, that's not true.
Did you hear what we said about you and about the dick mold thing?
No, what'd you say?
Oh, it's all right. We'll talk afterwards.
You say I have a small dick? My dick mold was fucking fire.
No, your dick mold was great. We're just saying that wasn't your dick. You were on...
You think I manipulated the system?
I think you were not only on Blue Chew, but...
Oh,
I think,
for sure on Blue
But
Chew.
I think you also... Like, no. I think you dipped your dick in, like, creamy peanut butter to make it look thicker around.
No, that's not true.
Yeah.
Let me say this. I did two dick molds.
And then put the mold, yeah.
You were thinking about it?
Yeah.
And then it looks like this dick looks thick. Like
I did two dick
butter.
Molds, one with Blue Chew, one without Blue Chew. The one that was at Skankfest did not have Blue Chew.
Yeah.
And it was substantially smaller than the one with Blue
Yeah,
Chew.
I've seen your dick. That's why I was saying, seeing that dick, I was like, that's not his... I mean, that's his
You've
dick.
Ever seen my hard dick?
Yes, I have.
Oh, yeah, maybe you have.
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
We've done some weird shit together.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
I've been to an airport with you.
So, regardless, yeah, my dick's dope. Sorry, Feeny. Sorry you can't handle my dick being all dope.
No, we know what the facts are. And that was a great appearance that was your, you know...
Yeah, it looked
the
good.
The girls, though, I don't, by the way, I'm
it was
not
great.
Lying.
It was like, it was
I don't need
girthy.
To false advertise. Girls will eventually see it. They know what the fuck I got going on down there.
Yeah, at that point.
I need a brag.
They're already tied down at
no,
that
dude,
point.
They fall in love. I put my dick in a woman, she falls in love.
Hey, if there's, you know, an actual joke does land, maybe fucking let it breathe for a second, all right? Instead of just fucking piling over with your insecurities. God,
Woo!
Shit.
You get butt fucked, dude.
Cut his mic. What is this new thing where people come in and just be shitty to me on my own show, my own network?
I gotta take some credit for that. I'm a bit of a pioneer on that.
He really
Give
did.
Me some credit.
He's Shane a maverick. Laid
down, Shane didn't lay down the foundation for people to fucking come in and
come
like,
here I can just talk be, shit. Oh,
mean to Lewis?
He doesn't do shit. He just sits there and takes it all down.
What do you have to plug, Fiend Dog?
Irish Goodbye Podcast. Check that out. And MikeFeeneyComedy.com at I Am Mike Feeney on social media. Doing an album recording in September. It's far away, but September 15th. But you can get tickets at MikeFeeneyComedy.com. And also, I'm going to just announce it here because this seems like the biggest platform to do it. Irish Goodbye Podcast. Going to be live at Skankfest South, which is great. They haven't even announced anything yet or any of the information, but we'll be there. They're flying us out. They're going to fly you guys out too, I would assume, right?
Yeah, I mean, obviously.
But yeah, check us out. They will do the beer pong tournament, obviously, because, you know, the South, they claim to be drinkers in the Southwest. So we'll be there. So looking forward to it.
You got to learn how to kiss ass better if you want to get flown at the Skankfest South.
Well, the people are the ones that are, you know, they're the ones demanding it.
You must have got ice spot. We turned it down. We're not.
Oh, wow. Damn.
Shane Dog.
Your loss is my game.
Matt and Shane Secret Podcast. That's it.
Zach Amico.
Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show every Friday at midnight. Comics watching horror movies, B-movies, genre films, and anything I want to put on. And tomorrow, Capital Wrestling's first ever iPay-per-view goes up on the Fight app live from Skankfest. Dude, the show was fucking nuts. I cannot recommend watching it more. Lewis's fight is on there. I have a segment. It was really fun. It was the best crowd I think I've ever performed.
Yeah, it was really an incredible experience. So it was so much fun. I loved it. I loved having
it
be a part of Skankfest.
Off the wall.
We weren't sure we were going to do it, and then we made it happen. And I'm so happy. There's no way those guys aren't going to be at Skankfest again and again because it was such an awesome experience. Yes, me and Mike Harrington did fight. You might have seen the footage, the cell phone footage. It's so much better watching it in high def, multi camera. It's really cool.
And the footage is really good. It almost looks like cinematic. So it's so weird to see Lewis fighting in a movie.
Yeah, Harrington like was convinced he had a shot.
He's psychotic. He's ridiculous. And then now he's telling everyone that it was thrown completely because when I was on top of him mounting him, he looked up at me and goes, he was like, I'm going to turn over and give you the choke. And I was like, yeah, of course you are right now, you fucking idiot. Of course.
That's a good
he's
move.
Dead to
if right. You lose the fight, be like, all right, go ahead, hit me again.
Yeah, this looks good. I've ever seen.
Yeah. Keep going.
I'm mounting you.
I'll just
give you little rabbit shots, just little tiny punches, because I don't want to murder him in front of a crowd.
Yeah.
It was the most psychotic thing ever, but it was a lot of fun. Spoiler alert, some crazy shit goes down at the end, and I still have a bone to pick with Capital Wrestling and the entire thing. I might be talking about a lawsuit now because I was attacked, and you guys can see that live tomorrow night in the Fight app, F-I-T-E app. Also, Lewis J. Gomez presents Lewis J. Gomez. The whole special is available whenever you guys want to buy it. Go buy it on Amazon, iTunes, whatever it is. I just put out the first of five parts. I'm going to put out the entire special in five parts over the next, you know, month or two. But they're not going to all be out at once. So just so you know, I'm just using this to market it more. If you guys can't afford it, go to my YouTube channel. Subscribe to my YouTube channel. You can just watch it in parts. It'll be coming out over the next few weeks. You could even listen to it for free on Spotify. But if you can afford it and you guys want to watch a great comedy special in its entirety, you guys can do that at Louis J. Gomez Presents, louisjgomez.com. I mean, that's really it, man. Go to our iTunes, leave us a 5-star ranking, positive review. Podcastmerch.com. Grab all the t-shirts for all the pods on the network. Matt and Shane as well.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. All right. All right. So I want to talk about a couple things here. This is racist. Who wrote these? Black dude given 30 years for not disclosing to partners that he is HIV positive, and he's released 25 years early. There's no reason to say he's black. We knew it.
No, but that's a big part of it, though, because they're saying it's racist that they gave him 30 years because no one has ever been given that amount of time for that crime before.
For saying that they have AIDS?
Yeah,
or that, but did he transfer AIDS to somebody?
I don't think so. That's not.
If he didn't transfer AIDS to somebody, I say it's not a crime.
It's attempted. Attempted.
It's attempted. Murder. It's not an attempted murder because AIDS doesn't kill people anymore, right?
I think.
Okay,
it's
first thing, his name is Tiger Mandingo.
That's a bad look.
Which is my favorite crime.
Mr. Mandingo, you're in charge of the crime.
Tiger Mandingo?
It sounds...
Yo, call me Tiger.
Yeah, sexually charged. Oh, his name is Michael Johnson?
The UFC fighter?
Equally black.
Yeah. Wait, racially... Is he a porn star? Is that why? Who is
Wasn't
this
Michael
guy?
Johnson also the world's fastest man for a second there? The sprinter?
Yeah, the gold
Before
shoes.
Usain Bolt?
Michael Johnson, who was sentenced to an unprecedented 30.5 years for failing to disclose his HIV status to his sexual partners, was released today 25 years early after an appeals court condemned the original trial as fundamentally unfair. I feel great.
Wait, this sentence is about to be
I feel
so...
great, other than the AIDS.
Besides, you know,
Johnson
this
said,
crippling
good.
Disease
Besides AIDS,
eating away at my body.
Going, things are going all right.
This sentence is about to be so much more racist.
Yo, I'm getting pussy, you know. Wait, yeah, I'm doing all right.
Finish the sentence. This is so unnecessarily racist.
Johnson said with a big smile as he left Boonville Correctional Center on Tuesday.
Sweating in the intense Missouri heat.
Chucking and jiving across
leaving the prison jail is such a great feeling.
Leaving prison is such a great feeling.
Oh, man. I feel like it's reading To Kill a Mockingbird.
He did that, he did that dance where
Come
you
on,
cross
scout.
Your arms over your knees as he left. Handed a cell phone to call his parole officer. Johnson looked at it and said, fuck this shit, threw it across the parking lot.
Oh, no, he did transmit HIV to two people.
Hold on, let's see. When you get when you get arrested and have your phone taken away, you have dreams when you think your phone is ringing.
Oof.
Yeah, he's got some fucking...
That's what he missed? Was the phone?
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. We did not see something coming.
Okay. Johnson, one-time college wrestler who's known online as Tiger Mandingo, was arrested on October 13th for recklessly transmitting HIV to two men.
It was not recklessly. It was very...
Two men. I did not expect that at all. I was seeing...
What? You didn't expect that?
I don't know why in my head
it
was
women.
Fucking chicks.
Yeah.
In my head the whole
really?
Time he was fucking
Tiger
chicks.
Tiger Mandingo?
Yeah, Tiger Mandingo was cross and push. I thought...
AIDS!
I know, you're right.
AIDS! What?
Blacks!
Let's see, go.
Just assume the best in people. Before.
Let's see, transmitting to two men and exposing four others to do it.
Fuck you, Lewis.
Johnson is black, and four of the six were white. Black on white crime. Okay, so this...
Yeah, no, you...
I think they should... Now, this is going to sound racist, but this is just the truth. I think you should look at the economic productivity of the victims. And that should go into the impact on society. And that's why he was given more of a sentence. I understand this. They were white men.
More than second degree murder.
Let's see. Hold on. Where was I? As chronicled in the BuzzFeed News investigation.
Ugh.
The best investigation. His trial was racially charged. And jurors were shown images of his penis. Look at this.
Your
shit.
Honor. Yeah. Not bad. Not
Look
bad.
At this shit. Crazy, right?
Yeah. And then I like to reference exhibits A, B, and C. It's just one picture.
Yeah.
The defense is like, he was on Blue Chew, goddammit. His dick's not that big.
Despite an absence of genetic fingerprinting.
Is that covered in peanut butter right now?
The
jury member is just like, is that peanut butter?
Chunky,
he must have
is that chunky?
Peanut
chunky?
Butter.
This you don't do smooth, it. You freak.
Actually, it looks like Nutella.
Yeah.
Now we're grooving. Lewis.
Yeah. Yeah, Lewis chime in.
Yo, go get
join us whenever you want. We're doing comedy.
Water,
go get water, dude.
who told you to get water?
What's going on right now? Are you mocking me on my own show?
I'm not.
No, no, no way.
You would never. You would never.
No.
Where was I?
Despite
an absence of genetic fingerprinting to connect him with the other man's HIV strains, he was convicted of one of the two transmission cases and of all four exposure cases. The resulting sentence was longer than the state average for second-degree murder, though he was not accused of killing anyone. In December 2016, the Missouri blah, 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 blah. Okay.
So okay. they can tell who gave you the AIDS?
I don't think so, right? They're saying they can't. There's no way.
I mean, on this one.
The fingerprinting, no. They could have the
this
DNA.
One you can.
But they said they did something with his finger.
This one,
I'm no scientist,
like,
but it said something
about Tiger Mandingo? That's the AIDS. That's where the AIDS is coming
That'll
from.
That'll do it.
Tiger Mandingo AIDS.
It's a rare strand of it.
Yeah.
I think it's legal in California now. You can fuck people with HIV and not tell them.
That's crazy.
I think it's legal. Like, you don't have to tell them.
Also, yeah, what?
For real.
It used to have, it's illegal.
That's why God's giving him those earthquakes. For real. He's saying, knock it off. Knock it off down there. Huh?
I thought it was,
Yeah. Yeah, he said, knock it off.
Would you tell them?
Would I, if I had AIDS?
Yeah. You were going to have a one night stand with somebody? Yeah. Would you be like,
you couldn't have a one night stand with somebody?
What are you talking
about? Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
No.
You got AIDS, you're like, I'm not, you know, how much longer am I going to be around?
I'm going to ruin this chance at a one-night stand right now. If I mention
this. Well, I mean, how many people, exactly, how many people are going to be like, all right, I'll still fuck you? It's like, you know, you're really thin in the pool.
I've never had a girl tell me that she's had anything ever. I've never had a girl stop me once ever in my history of sex ever.
And if they did, would it have stopped you?
AIDS, yeah. For sure,
you can live
AIDS.
With AIDS.
AIDS without a doubt. I'd be like, ew.
Do it in the ass, bro. You can't get it that way.
Yeah. No.
That's true.
Literally, how you get it.
You got pussy AIDS? You got pussy AIDS. Do it in the ass. In Ireland, that's what we were taught in school.
Of course.
Yeah.
I can't, no, I've never had, have you ever had a girl say, Shane, no. Just so you know before we fuck, I have herpes?
I've had it, yeah.
You've had that?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you do it anyway?
Yeah.
Of course. That's it.
In hindsight now, I'm like, but you know when you're
chubbed
up, it's tough.
If there was a chick that was like, "I have HIV,"
what if it was the hottest chick you've ever seen in your life?
I had a girl.
You were already blue chew hard, and then she was like, "I have HIV." Not even AIDS, HIV. Would you be like, "I'll run the risk"?
I'd first have to Google the difference between AIDS and HIV. I forget which one is the one that's currently killing you, or one is the one that's like cool to have.
It's AIDS. They're
bad.
Neither. Necessarily cool.
AIDS is like
but,
this.
Yeah.
HIV evolves.
Hey, did you just cough blood into my mouth? Okay.
This is AIDS is the Charizard.
The what?
AIDS is like the Pokemon evolved.
Okay.
HIV is when it's a baby.
Fucking
still.
Nerdy fucking reference right there. AIDS is
tagging,
a condition. HIV is a virus that causes the infection. I got it. Yeah, no, I couldn't do it. I had a girl one time before she went down on me, she was like, hey, my throat's like really sore. She was like, I don't know, like I think it could end up, it could be like herpes or something. That's what she said.
Oh my God.
And I was like, what?
It could be herpes.
Yeah. But now that I think about it, it's like, first of all, I never heard of throat herpes. It's so specific that it was definitely herpes. Like there's
what's
no
kidding. Like, I don't know what's going on, but could be like herpes.
I got one of those
my
herpes
wrist
coughs.
Is like, oh, it could be AIDS. I don't know.
Yeah.
Can you get herpes in your throat?
Do you
have herpes?
If you have herpes in your throat, you have the horia. You're the
tonsil herpes?
You fucking pig.
But then if you get your tonsils out of, the herpes gone.
You slut.
Now we're talking.
Shannon, let's see, herpes simplex. Yeah, it can get it in the esophagus, throat infection. Ugh.
But Lewis, do you have herpes?
No.
Okay.
Why?
Because of the woman.
No. I didn't end up having herpes over it. No.
So?
I've never had a disease. Not once. No chlamydia, no gonorrhea, nothing. My dick. I have no idea how I've avoided it. But it's like, I feel like my dick is like a...
You're the carrier. You're patient zero. You're just... That's why.
Oh, she's got Gomez.
Yeah.
Jay.
Virus J.
Yeah, Virus J. You're fucking... Oh, God.
I don't know anyone that's had chlamydia or gonorrhea.
I know people who've had the clap.
I feel like that's
a like, clap as well.
I feel like Ralph's
had you're
that.
A dirty dick motherfucker. Irish people, they always... I used to sell comic book tickets in Times Square, and every time I would encounter Irish people, I would say one out of every three of them would have some fucking herpes shits on their lips.
Yeah, that's a cold sores? I just grew up in cold sores in Ireland.
Population.
Me too. But it does, So you never get herpes. Sores. Yeah, but now you've built up the immune system.
I think I got it from my dad. Drinking out of the milk.
The dinner table.
Cold sores what? Are herpes, dad, sorry. Right?
Yo.
I love my dad.
He's a good he doesn't man. Know what good it's like to have one,
And if yeah. he gave yeah, me cold sores...
Well, that's what happens a lot.
Yeah, I got clapped. But then I made the mistake of when I got it, I talked to a couple of the girls that I'd been with.
Herpes?
No, not herpes. No, I'm not the sick shit. The clap.
Oh, the
and,
clap.
And I told them, I was like, hey, listen. I told them all, I was like, you might have to get checked. And everyone was like, well, it's not, I didn't give it to you. I was like, well, one of you guys gave it to me, but they're all
it
like,
it was fucking one of yous. Disgusting.
Yeah. Oh, fuck every last one of yous.
Just walk up my penis.
You like dags?
Yeah, dude, I've never... What did the clap feel like when you got it?
I thought it was like a UTI or something at first, because it was like burning when I was pissing. And then,
yeah, I've never had burning and when then I was peeing. I've had this where it feels like I have to pee, and I can't, like the tip of my dick...
That's your prostate.
Feels... No, stop.
No, it's like post-cum.
Yeah.
Is it post... You know, if you and piss, like piss-cum, piss, then all of a sudden...
It'll do that, obviously. Yeah. I'm talking about I've had in my life where it feels like the tip of my dick is almost a little bit... numb, and it feels a little like, and then I start convincing myself, and I'm like, nah, dude, it really hurts. And then, like, after I'm just like playing with it a lot, I'm like, what the fuck's going on? Like, but I've never had anything. I've gone to the doctor, and nothing ever came of it. They're like, oh, just life.
No, when you get that feeling like you have to piss for like an hour after you fuck, that you have your prostate's enlarged.
Yeah. I went to the doctor and they were like, any discharge? I was like, no. And they're like, any blood or anything like that? I said, no. And they're like, all right, show me.
Get
dick.
Out.
Show me your dick. And then they
well, you're here.
She looked at my dick and she goes, that's
Irish, huh?
She goes, she said, she looked at it and she goes, that's discharge. And I was like, oh, is it?
It was yellow?
No, it was just like, sorry. I thought it was like pre cum. I was like,
you were just always pre cumming.
I go, is that discharge? I was like, this is long overdue then. I had no idea. I need to ring more people.
It's been 13 years.
That's not normal. I had no idea.
You're always just pre cumming.
You're not just always coming a little bit.
I thought it was just a little bit of cock drip. You know? I thought it was just a bit of morning.
Cock drip.
It's like it was Mr.
Dewy.
Coffee.
It was Dewy. Spell it out.
Yeah, Dewy. D-E-W.
Word of the day. Cock Dewey.
See, I didn't. He thinks he's always pre-cumming.
It's just me pre-cum acting up again.
Hey, you're
this is an odd time for me to be pre-cumming in the doctor's office, but here I am again.
Just like grandma's funeral.
Oh, fuck.
The head of his dick is like a gusher.
It's a ruptured gusher.
It was like a pizza slice, like just dripping out. You know what I mean? Yeah. I was like, is that not normal? She's like, no. I was like, oh.
Have you noticed any discharge? No. That's you're discharging right now.
You have an icicle hanging from your dick.
It was running down inside my leg. So I'm like,
what's funny is she definitely thought you were like trying to lie. You were probably
sir, your socks are wet.
Yeah. Like, what the fuck did you
do? Yeah, were you just ruining underwear?
No, soak in. I thought it was just a little bit of cock drip, you know?
You gotta stop saying cock drip.
I'm with you on this.
Cock drip isn't a real thing.
Cock drip happens.
That's discharge. If you have cock drip, anybody listening, if you have cock drip, I believe you need to go to a doctor.
Get to a doctor.
Go to a doctor
yesterday.
Cock drip is a problem. If there was liquid dripping out of my cock regularly, I'm like, okay, there's an issue here.
That really does sound like a line from Angela's Ashes. My father had a bit of the cock drip.
Oh my God. All right.
Shout out
see.
To Corona's free STD clinic. Go with the 7 train. It's free. They only speak Spanish, but you'll get there.
Yeah.
Through mime and other things, you will get cured. So shout out to Corona's STD clinic out there.
Let's
and other things.
They say you're like pinga.
Yeah. Just putting dick. Aye.
All right, gents. Let's take a quick moment and talk about Cedo, which is really awesome. If you guys love to smoke weed, especially, this is why I love Cedo. Okay, it's the first fully automated and controlled indoor growing device. That you can use to harvest massive amounts of herbs at home. You can grow other things too. If you want to grow tomatoes or fucking
potatoes,
carrots. If you want to grow your
cucumberries.
Anything you want, you can grow with Aceto. But it's really good for growing weed because to grow really good weed, you have to know your shit, okay? It's not like you just have to throw a seed in the ground and then you have unbelievable weed. Here's a cool part about Aceto. It looks like a normal mini refrigerator. You put in the seed. You use an app to give them the specific type of seed that it is. They do everything. The Aceto machine automatically waters it, gives it the perfect amount of light. It gives you the absolute best harvest conditions possible. They do it automatically, and they have a great promotion right now, okay? If you go to SeedoLab.com, SEEDOLAB.com, for the July 4th promotion of 2019, they're going to give you $444 off the Aceto machine. So once again, that is SeedoLab.com. Take advantage of this amazing deal. They're doing it for 10 days starting July 4th. It is the world's first automatic grower that will allow you to harvest your own high-grade herbs. So do it right now. SeedoLab.com. Save that cash. Grow some weed. All right, where were we? Rip Torn died. Who is that? He's a guy.
You know Rip Torn.
Don't know him.
If you know him.
You know him from a thousand things.
I think he was the guy at
dodge
the end
ball.
Of
if you could dodge a wrench, you could dodge a ball.
Men in Black.
Wheelchair. Men
the
in
dad
Black.
From Freddy Got Fingered.
Was
from
he?
Gary Shandling
yeah.
Show. Larry
oh,
Sanders Show.
Oh,
I mean.
Yes.
Men in Black.
Didn't, wasn't he sick a long time ago?
No, he no, got arrested just... for breaking into a bank and passing out. And when the cops woke him up, he said, get out of my house.
Really? And then he, what?
He's a raging, he was a raging alcoholic. And he lived in like a small town where the banks looked like houses. And he broke into a bank, passed out in the bank. And when the cops came, he went, get out of my house, and tried to like fight the cops.
He's in Freddy Got Fingered, too.
Yeah, yeah, I know who he is. I hear of 85-year-old, 90-year-old men who are still like alcoholics. That gives me like hope that I'm going to like live a longer life. Because I'm not an alcoholic like that. Like, I don't drink all day, every day, and get hammered and fucking... But I'm convinced I'm going to die young.
Runs in the family.
Yeah. Like, my aunt's 82. We were at Disney together, and she's like, and I'm like, I'm in fucking better shape than this bitch. But she made it to 82. I have to make it that long, right?
Probably won't.
I probably won't.
Puerto Ricans live old?
Has she been doing a ton of drugs
on dog years?
No.
Okay, so she's got that ahead
drugs
of you.
Aren't that bad. What drugs do to your body? Who cares? Shannon, let's get the Scam the Jew out of the way, please. R.I.P. Rip Torn.
I'm a very desperate man, and I live with my mother.
Scam that, Jew.
I thought you were doing a new Scam That Drew, Jew thing.
He put it into the system, but I came here late, so I didn't get a chance to do
it. Oh, wow, Shannon.
Let me see if this just works if I hit it.
Let's see. Scam that. Time for the Scam That Jew, Shannon.
Wait.
Time for Scam That Jew, Shannon. It's time for another edition of Scam That Jew. No, none of it worked. None of it fired off.
Now we're talking.
I do like this music. Oh. There we go.
Up the cities.
There we go. I like it. See,
that's pretty cool.
New effects. New effects here.
I like that how it revealed the right to left, like in Hebrew. That was a nice little nice touch that for sure wasn't made
it was
on
definitely
purpose.
On purpose. It was my idea.
Yeah, Lewis. Okay, you listen.
The details. I appreciate you appreciating the little details.
I got you, pal.
Shannon, what do we got here? If you guys want to join the conversation, send in some winning scams. Nothing that can get anybody arrested, but something that is easy to pull off, something that you could talk your way out of if you need to, but something
spread
that
AIDS.
Is worth something, you know? You can send them into realassofficial@gmail.com. Realassofficial@gmail.com is the email address, and the winner of Scam That Jew each week gets a free Scam That Jew t-shirt. The only way to get that shirt is by winning a Scam That Jew t-shirt. You can't buy it anywhere.
Didn't sell enough when you put it up?
No, we don't sell them.
Right.
Never been for sale.
Feeny. Oh. Is that your thing, Feeny? Is that your new thing? You think you're going to sit next to Shane and fucking your new thing? You're going to try to alpha me?
I was asking.
Also,
this is what I bring to the table
on this
every
fucking
time.
Show again.
Every time
I'll
come
literally,
here.
I'll stop your fucking podcast.
I bring it.
I'll end your fucking
nothing
life.
Nothing can stop the momentum of Irish Goodbye Podcast.
It's the biggest thing of your year. I will end your fucking life.
It was a lot of fun.
Shout out to Irish Goodbye Podcast.
Also, though,
it's really good.
I've been doing that he calls his podcast Irish Goodbye.
It's not the real Irish Goodbye, but it's good. It's close.
Since the other studio. Yeah, it was your always thing. You're like, I love how Feeny, this is why I have Feeny on. He just comes out and he's a cunt
to me. Don't try
to
tell me why I love you after I'm starting to hate you.
You know what that is.
Shane, you're going to ruin... Listen to me, Shane.
Since the other studio,
you don't
been
need
happening.
This. They need this.
No, they don't.
I don't know.
No, they don't.
No, they don't. Come on, Matt and Shane Secret Podcast.
Yeah,
it's going to have every fucking... Everybody, the fan from the Real Ass Podcast, going to be a rotating guest now on Matt and Shane. All right, give me a scam.
All right, first one's from Dylan. He says, I'm not sure about on the East or West Coast, but in Chicago and through Midwest bars, VFWs, and Legion Halls, they have pull-tab lottery machines that are not exactly legal. If you've never seen them, they are like lottery scratchers, but with paper tabs that pull up instead. If you get a winner, you take it up to the bar, and they pay you out under the table. However, you can buy these things by the thousands from bar and restaurant supply companies online. They even tell you what the total payout for the owners will be. It's usually between $500 and $2,000 for a $25 to $30 investment. All you have to do is see what brand your local dive bar has, buy a thousand of them for nothing, and go through them and find the winners. Then just take one to the bar with you every time you go, and you have free drinking money for the night. A lot of bars use the same one, so you can even switch it up so no one gets suspicious. Like I said, they really aren't legal anyway, so the worst that can happen is they think you're scamming them and not pay you. But as long as you don't get crazy with it, between different bartenders and bars, there's no risk.
Oh, I like it. That's a solid scam, but you got to be a fucking loser who lives in the Midwest. No offense to all the Midwest listeners out there. We know the demographics. You guys are all right.
No offense to most of the country out there.
Yeah, but, you know, that's very specific. I can't personally pull that scam off. I have a hard time connecting.
Well, you and Metzger do your tour.
That is true. We could do that. That's a smart idea to actually get gas money for the Winnie.
For the Winnie?
Yeah, that's going to be an incredible, incredible cut into the budget. This is the gas on that Winnebago. Yeah, 200 gallon tank that takes only diesel.
Neither of us have a license. Yeah. It's just us staring at it.
Yeah. Who's going to drive?
It's just on running in park.
Yeah.
Wait, you guys are really doing that?
Yeah.
You're definitely going to fight after two shows.
We're going to be fine. Yeah. We're going to be fine. We're okay. Well, it's the worst that could possibly happen.
You guys fight after the
You get in a horrible car wreck like his last tour?
Yeah, that's true. Shane, give me another scam. I don't think that's the winner.
Can I try one?
Go ahead, tell me, scam? Please.
I don't know if it's ever been on it, but Sean Finnerty. Oh, Shawnee F. He's out on the West Coast. He gave me this one.
Did he leave?
Yeah, he's in
he
L.A.
Moved to L.A.?
Yeah,
he did Real Ass Podcast.
What a fucking L.A. faggot just sellout.
This is a stepping stone. He did Real Ass Podcast.
I know, but it's LA. He's done the Tim Dillon route. We get it. Go ahead.
Oh, Tim Dillon's gone, is he?
Yeah, he's gone.
Shout out to Tim Dillon, man. Good podcast. And, you know what you do is Seamless are one of those fucking grub hubs.
Yeah.
A lot of the time, if you order and they don't make your order, they'll give you a $10 refund. But a lot of the time, the times don't match up the actual restaurant. So if you find a restaurant that says on Seamless it closes at 11, but in real life it closes at 10:30, you order 10:45, it won't get made, and then they'll give you
$10. They'll give you
$10. They'll give you $10.
And you can buy anything you want with that
$10. Get yourself a new dog. Get yourself a nice suit there. You know? Get yourself a nice suit. Bring the girl out. You know what I mean?
What about this? What about just ordering, saying you order something on Amazon that you get, and then just when it gets there, just saying that
you never came. It's just some basic shit. We've been through that. That's not a winning scam.
I do hear that.
It's a pretty winning scam. Yeah, you're right.
It's good. It's just not. There's better. Good. Give me another one, Shannon.
Okay, this is from David. Doggy, it's got a scam in the UK, but sure, it will work in the US also.
Can you do it in a British accent, please?
No.
Shannon, come on.
I can't. We've tried this before. I cannot do it.
Please try.
Come on.
Please. Try. Try.
Guys, it's. I can't.
Just try. Give us a sentence at least.
Hello. She just sounds like a.
Hello.
All right, mate.
Hello, my name is David.
Time to scam that fucking kite.
Go ahead.
Got us. I can't do it.
You just did it. You nailed it.
You were great. Keep going.
Good job, Shannon. Okay. By the way, guys, look out. Another accent show might be coming up soon. Got to figure out what we're getting a lot of requests. We did an entire show with British accents. Me, who was there? Me, you, Abby Rosenquist.
And Justin.
And Justin Silver.
Boy.
And we just did, we didn't talk
bad
about
British
it.
Accents
we did bad British accents the whole show. We never mentioned why.
Your British accent has to be fucking horrible.
Mine, I go into different ones.
It's just shit. Like five different accents.
That's one way of saying it. Yeah. I do a kind of an American one.
So if you guys want to request us to do another accent show, just let me know, mate.
Master Wayne.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, he just keeps going, I'm Michael Caine.
Zach's was the best. He did like such a specific fucking...
I did the Beatles voice from Walk Hard.
We're from Liverpool.
The whole show. We never mentioned why. People were like, what the fuck
people
is this?
People were so upset.
They were so mad.
We were getting people like, I had to turn it off. I've never been so upset.
Did you organize it or was it just one person?
No, I told everyone that they had to do it. They couldn't mention it and they just had to do accents the whole show.
That's great.
So another one's coming up, baby boys. We'll see what accent we decide to do on the next one. It'll be a good time. Give me another scam, Shannon.
Okay, so David, near most pubs, bars in the UK, you will find a takeaway pizza shop, etc. After a good drink, you want to take food home. Call in to order the delivery to your home address and ask for the approximate time. Leave the pub about 20 minutes or so and wait for the driver to come out with the delivery bag.
Hit him with a wrench. Take the pizza, take the money.
Surprise, cock trip.
Drop the bags, cocksucker.
Yeah. Drop them like the liquid dropping out of your dick right now.
This is robbing a delivery man. This is not. It works in New York with Chinese delivery men. That's what we would go for. But yeah, continue.
Say, is that delivery going to, for example, Gas Digital Studios? He'll reply yes. Then you say, I ordered a taxi 45 minutes ago. It hasn't turned up. That delivery is for me, but I'm not going to be there. Can I just jump in with you? And they'll usually say yes. Most delivery charges in the UK are $1 to $3, depending on delivery. You get a cheap ride home, and they'll always take you first because they don't want you sitting in the car while your food is piping hot.
So this is a good angle that I was not expecting.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I thought it was just the way to get free food.
So you order food because you want the food, and you pay for this food. But instead of getting a taxi home, you jump in and say, oh, hey, you know what? I ordered this. Can I just...
That is only a UK. You can't do that.
Nobody
in
would do that.
New York, no, you way. Get on the back of a bicycle.
Yeah. Yeah. You have pegs? Yeah. Get on the back of a fucking...
Who are you?
Yeah. The little garbage pails out of their hands, the little bags they wear?
Yeah, also, I would, if I was the place, I would say no.
Yep. See you at your
Here's
apartment.
Your food.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, just give them the food. Yeah.
See you later.
Yeah.
That, nobody would do that. I mean, you could convince... That's the equivalent of like strong arm robbing somebody. You can guess. I guess you could bully somebody into letting you in their car. But that's not a good scam.
Maybe in the Midwest you could do it.
Maybe.
There's no way that would work in New York.
Would not work.
Not New York. No way.
No way. Got it, Shannon. Give me something better. There's got to be something better.
This is from Jason. What's up, doggy? Got one I stumbled on that I think would work for any large project or upgrade you're trying to do. I wanted to plant my garden and make it much bigger.
Fag. It's just a cucumber garden.
So went to Home Depot.
It's just a cucumber garden.
Yeah, because he shows it up his ass because he's a fucking homo.
Oh, we heard it.
Yeah, man. Cucumber up his ass.
Went to Home Depot and dropped $200, then went to, I don't know what the store is, MEIJER, and dropped $150.
Nigger? What?
No.
Shannon, what the fuck is wrong with you? There's not a store named that.
Shannon, it's called Popeyes.
It's a good show.
Later that day, realized I needed to rent a tiller. Yada yada. I spent $1,500 across five stores.
Stop with all your fucking jibbity jab. What is this shit? What is this shit?
Jibbity jabbers.
What is he talking about?
It's gonna get somewhere.
Holy fuck, dude! Is it? Does he live in the fucking land far, far away? What is this language?
Get him.
Go off.
What did you say?
Lie the witch in the wardrobe, motherfucker.
Hell yeah, dude.
Tiller?
What the fuck is a tiller and a
tiller to me?
Go.
So he spent $1,500 across five stores and multiple visits in 2 days. Even to
I'm lost.
No, it's going to go somewhere.
Does anybody understand where we're at?
He's saying he spent a lot of money over the course of a very short period of time.
On what?
His garden.
On his garden. And
oh, and he's
going to
call his
stuff.
Credit card company and say it got stolen.
Good.
It's pretty close. So as we went to buy shoes, the card got declined, and I immediately got excited. While the wife is telling me to call the bank, I said, just wait. Sure as shit, the bank fraud alert line calls and asks if I've been using my card. Oh, shit, no, I haven't used it since Friday, and it's not in my wallet. Bada boop, all the clothes, starter plans.
Bada boop. Bada bing.
Bada boop is not like an emphasis line, you know?
So these fucking cocksuckers at Lowe's, they don't know what...
It's like an Italian baby. Bada boop.
Bada boop. Bada bing. Yada yada yang. I got seeds. Go.
So, I mean, that's basically it. He got $1,500 worth of stuff now free. Plus, since the tiller was rented under a stolen car, the $1,000 tiller is still in my garage.
I stole this tiller. I don't even know what the fuck it is.
It's this thing that pulls up the ground when you push it. That's like industrial.
I got it. All right. I mean, it's credit card fraud. I mean, it's like that's a complete crime. Whatever he just described is
that's a felony.
A fucking felony.
Yeah, over $1,000. That's a lot.
Yeah,
larceny.
Yeah, I don't think that's a good idea. I think also you're now at risk to fucking
Dude, if you're at risk of fucking being in a cell with Tiger Mandingo.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
Who will not tell you that he has HIV.
Yeah. So
he's going to be like, have you seen the news lately? He's like, no.
Perfect.
Now I've been gardening. Go ahead, Shannon.
Do
is
you
there
want
any
more?
Give me, there's got to be something better because these are terrible scams. Maybe okay. we'll give one more shot because we have the script we have to read in a minute, which is what I'm very excited about.
Okay, this is from Troy, who wants to be referred to as Troy Nato. This one's.
He's gayer than the last guy.
Tornado, I like it.
This one's easy and it should get you a free car wash whenever you want. Go to a gas station that has an automatic car wash. Walk inside and tell the clerk you paid for the car wash, but it didn't work. They will ask which car wash you ordered. You say the most expensive one. They will give you a receipt with a code for the most expensive type of car wash. Then drive around and get your free car wash. There's tons of gas station car washes by my house, and I spread them out, and I definitely hit one if I'm out of town.
So
wait,
so
what do you mean you paid for it, but it didn't work?
So it's like basically it's the ones where they're not people, like you just pay for it with a credit card and it goes through.
Ones.
Yeah, but wouldn't they ask you then for the original receipt?
Of course.
It?
I mean, how many times do people do that in regular, you know, where they go inside and you have to pay the clerk?
I mean, look,
and
it's acting, right? So you go to a fucking hotel and you go to the vending machine and... It doesn't take your credit card for a soda. You just go to the front desk. You're like, hey, they didn't give me the soda. I put the $2 in, but it didn't give it to me. Nobody really argues. Nobody asks for a credit card receipt.
Well, what kind of loser would do that?
What?
Go to a fucking hotel.
I'm saying it's happened in real life where I went to go buy a soda or went to go buy candy, and it didn't work.
Nice setup. Okay. Walked right into that one.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
But you could scam. You don't have
to. What kind
to.
Of loser would do that? I've done it.
Yeah, me. This is an anecdote. This is not.
Yeah. Set up.
You said shit.
None of you are smarter than me. I
think we are. Yeah.
No, none of you are.
I think we might.
None of you are.
Especially the three of us together.
That's it. Shannon.
Yeah, yeah, hey, listen, asshole. You talk your way into a $2 soda. Right?
I also have the best one. I have the best one of all of them.
What is it? Go.
This has worked for me 100% of the time. Every time I go into a hotel.
Marry a woman so everyone thinks you're straight.
There you go. Well, you actually do need a person for this. So you bring. So if my wife and I will go to a hotel. Always check in and say we're on our honeymoon within a half hour.
The hackiest.
Free bottle
fucking,
of champagne.
It's a hack.
Free. It's literally, free booze.
This is the,
it's free
this
booze,
is
you dumb
the
dick.
The airline joke of scams.
It works 100% of
it's
the time.
It's a hack scam.
Better than these. Free booze, chocolate covered strawberries.
Also the
and a free room upgrade.
If you, rose petals?
If you
rose
like
petals?
Chocolate covered strawberries, you are a simpleton. It is the anybody who likes chocolate covered strawberries is a fucking moron.
If there was one right here, you would
eat it. I love it. But I'm a moron. I'm a moron though. But
what kind of moron?
But that is people put chocolate covered strawberries on a plate at a hotel and they're like, oh my god. Chocolate covered strawberry.
It's not classy.
I can't believe it. Yeah,
that's the
for
thing.
Idiots.
People confuse it
for
with
for fucking hack idiots, they go like, this is fucking classy. But it's just it is the cheapest. It's like hiring a secretary with a British accent. You're like, I know what the fuck you're doing. You think Americans like the sound of a fucking British accent? Fuck you, company. I hate companies that do that. Okay.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
That's a popular thing.
For sure.
Can I try another one? I just remembered I didn't steal.
You better pick it up.
That
last one wasn't great.
That was a great one.
The honeymoon thing would be funny because you just do it in every hotel.
Every hotel.
You're, like, you're honeymooning in fucking Albany.
Yeah, but then you can be like, this is all we can afford, you know? And then they're like, so sorry, here's two bottles of champagne.
Nice.
If you're looking to booze, if you're sober, then I don't know. It's not worth it for just the strawberries.
It doesn't.
I've also gotten room. We've gotten room upgraded from like the fourth floor to a ocean balcony one for that too. They're like, we see if anything we can do. We're like,
hoping you would jump.
It's fine. I'm still in the room. Zach, still get a nice view on the way down.
It wasn't that funny, but I enjoyed the sentiment.
Yeah.
I got what you were going for, and I agree. Fiend Dog, that's a terrible scam. It doesn't work. Go.
It does work.
Anything else?
So
do we have anything else?
Scam.
These are bad scams.
Made millions.
Maybe there's no winner this week. We don't have to have a winner every week.
I mean, hold on.
If there's nothing else remarkable, then we'll move on.
Calm, you said you had another one, right?
Oh, Calm.
Well, I just remembered it happened to me. I was in Home Depot the other day, and I was picking up some wood, and they didn't have any barcodes on it. So I said, hey, listen, I'll run and get the photo of the wood for you. But I took a photo of small wood and she just scanned my photo. So then I saved myself.
So just take off the barcode and then take it.
And then you say, oh, no, I'll run and get the...
Smart.
You took a photo and I handed it to her.
I mean, that to you isn't the self... What about the self-checkout at Home Depot? Just not scanning items. That's the airplane
that's
food
illegal.
Joke.
That's illegal. It's scamming. You can play dumb because if you take the picture of the wrong thing, you're like, oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Yo,
I took a picture of a pen. Well, I got $8,000 worth of plywood.
It's just a sticker that says free. You're like, you want to scam?
Yeah, the,
can you try it again?
You can probably try it with a TV or something. Something super expensive.
Yeah, I'm sure you can. That's not bad. It's not bad, but the problem with the TV, it's going to be, it has to be the similar thing. They're not going to know the wood off the bat. Mm. It's almost like when...
Also, the only way that works is if the place you're at is negligent enough to send you, the consumer, to go back and fix instead of having somebody else be like, can we do it? That's what the price check is for.
If you offer it up and you're willing to create the solution for yourself and almost act annoyed, you have to act a little bit. Like, oh, God damn it. Can I take a picture? Can I run and get a picture really quick? They're like, all right, cool. Instead of having to call somebody, bring somebody over, do that whole to-do, please. Because if I'm the guy in line behind that guy who makes that person go and have to wait, now I'm tutting.
Why are you shitting on my fucking
idea? I didn't
shit on your honeymoon thing. What the fuck is this, dude?
I'm just trying to elevate mine.
Mitts are supposed to sink
but
together,
if I knock
bro.
Yours down, I fucking know, then mine teams? Elevates, you know?
Fucking hell.
What's tutting?
Yes, that was. I was going to ask him to spell it first, and then I was going to ask him to define it.
Like,
tutting? Oh, tisking.
It's tutting.
T-S-K.
T-U-T-T-I-N-G. Tutting. Look it up. Go Google it right now, Shannon.
A spelling on this.
Oh, man. Oh,
I'm not
man.
Saying it's not a word. I'm saying it's a word I don't know.
Yeah, look.
Tut-tut. So not tutting.
Makes
Oh, yeah. Tutting.
God damn
it. Yeah.
Tut-tutted at all the goings-ons.
I can't be right.
That's me.
Yeah.
And then if it's a long time, then it'll start to snowball.
I've seen Lewis in a line that's one person deep, just going like after 14 seconds, how much longer is this going to take? Out loud.
That's my tut.
The people behind you.
I just imagine you on line going, tut, tut. Tut, tut.
Tut.
I'm tutting.
Yeah, I've never gone anywhere with you where you haven't tut-tutted.
Yeah, I tut-tut.
Every single fucking place I've ever been.
I tut-tut sometimes. You have to tut-tut to let people
know that...
You've
been a dickhead to the servers.
Yeah, that's a lie. This is why I don't like you, Shane.
I'm not lying. Okay?
This is why I don't like you. It's because you're a liar.
You don't like me.
Not anymore. Because you're a liar. You used to be an honest friend.
I am an honest friend.
And you're a liar. Every time we've ever gone... No, you're naming two times out of the fucking... I eat every day. I eat...
No. I said with me.
I've eaten with you probably four times. And so 50% of the time.
Most of the time.
If you say 50%...
It's not a great percentage.
I would say fine. Maybe Shane's being accurate in his assessment.
I think we've only gone out to eat twice.
And did he get a substitution in his meal? He wasn't happy with what was provided. It's always something.
Yeah,
and can I get a substitution?
No. I make it very clear that I don't want a substitution, and I don't want anything for free. And it will offend me if they offer me something for free, but then if they don't.
We were at that fucking steakhouse. He was just being a cocksucker to everybody.
I thought you were talking about the ramen place.
And the ramen place, you were a cocksucker there too.
Not a cocksucker. I have high expectations.
She was like, I'm the only one working. And he's like, so you can't do your fucking job.
I didn't say that at all. I didn't curse at him. He's a liar. Yeah. And this is why I don't like Shane. Let me make it clear.
Wait a minute.
Shane is a dishonest. Comedy is about being honest. And Shane, you should not like Shane's comedy. I wanted it to be very clear. They should not like Shane's comedy because Shane is a liar. No matter how funny he may think he is, it's based off of deception and lies.
No.
So you're a liar. I did not curse at that
Much
way.
Like a joke structure based off deception.
But you did say you can't do your job.
No, I didn't say that at all. I was annoyed because why would you only have one person on a busy floor? It's not even her fault. I was annoyed with management.
You're like, get your shit together, you retard.
Wait, did he ask for certain items to come out in a certain order?
No, what was
that's
it?
The one that bugs me.
He asked for extra noodles,
and they didn't have them.
And they didn't
do
it quickly enough.
No, no, hold on. No, no,
he
no, no, hold on. Shane,
until he got
tutted.
The noodles came out.
Lies.
It's tutting muscle.
Tut noodles.
Shane's a liar. Come on. Shane's a liar. Come on, everyone. Shane's a liar.
Yes,
everyone at home is doing this right now. Shane's a liar. Everyone all together around the country. Shane's a liar. In Europe, all my European fans. Shane's a liar. Shane's a liar. They're all doing it. Shane's a liar. All right, calm down, everyone. Calm down. He's okay.
I'm gonna get random to fucking kill you. Random to kill you. Right now he's cutting himself like Shane's not a fucking liar. He's a good man. He's gonna kill you, dude.
He likes you, dude.
He's
really
gonna kill you.
Dude, no, you're a liar because I tutted, but only because it's not that they didn't just come out fast enough, you liar. You fucking liar.
That is
episode
why.
Title, Shane's a liar. It's not because they didn't come out fast enough. It's because they didn't even put them in to make them. So I watched it. It's like the restaurant, it's all open. So the kitchen, you can watch the Puerto Rican fucking ramen chef for some reason not working, just sitting there like texting on his phone. And then she goes over and she's like, yo, they have some, and it's like,
she, first of all, she's a black lady.
Wild.
Did not talk like
wild.
That.
Wild.
Did not talk like
wild
that.
Wild racial impression. Holy shit.
Listen, a fucking King Tut title.
Yeah.
Here.
Oh my God.
She did not talk like that at all.
She didn't snap from one side to the next. She was tutting?
She was tutting too.
Oh no.
Yeah, I was actually, she was speaking African language. We were clicking at each other. That's what happened. Okay.
You were communicating.
I was trying to communicate through their native tongue, Shane. I was being cultural. Tongue. I was being cultural. Your move.
She says, you know. Only in America. A Puerto Rican and black lady arguing about Japanese food. It's great.
Where this nigga's noodles?
Dude, this chick spaghetti.
Dude, she fucking went. She went back and I watched her be like, yo, you were supposed to make those noodles. And they were like, you hear them? And, yes. And he was very down. They were doing gang symbols. She flashed a gun at me.
Yeah,
she flashed her fucking nine. And then finally, I was like, this isn't good service.
Yeah, that's how you handled it.
You tucked at it.
No, it was like,
under my breath.
He stared at a bowl of noodles for like 30 seconds. It was like, where the fuck are my fucking noodles?
I didn't curse at this woman. Yeah, you're a liar.
She came over and she was like, sorry they were late. We're short staffed. I'm the only one working today.
Hey, Abe, where are my noodles?
So you can't do your job?
You said, so you can't do your job. Yeah. Is that accurate?
No, that's not even true. You're putting words in my mouth. When they should have been putting noodles in my mouth.
God damn it.
That's good wordplay.
I like that.
Have you talked about when you sucked Bobby Kelly's dick at all?
Not on this podcast.
I'm not a fan.
I've talked about it for years.
Not a fan of that work.
What?
You sucking Bobby Kelly's that dick, yeah.
Yeah, whatever, dude. Look, I was trying to get into the Comedy Cellar.
True.
So I blew Bobby Kelly on stage in front of 250 people. What?
Do you know that Cannon paid to go see that? Like, that was you're talking to one from years ago, right?
Years ago, yeah.
Yeah.
Five or six years ago.
Cannon went, like, that was back then when he was, like, paying to go to see comedy shows. And then he paid to go see that.
That's a sad story.
But then he did YKWD at Skankfest with all the other sucking dick on the
show.
Oh,
that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So then here's what happened, okay?
All jokes aside,
I truly filleted Bobby Kelly on stage. And that's that. So...
The real story is really funny.
No, the real story is this. Bobby Kelly goes like this. He's like, dude, we're going to have a fucking blowjob competition at YKWD. Will you compete against Bailey J? And Bailey J's a trainee porn star. So I was like, yeah, I don't give a shit because I'm fucking, you know, talentless and I'll do anything for a laugh. So we got a dildo now. I will say I chose the dildo.
Really realistic.
I don't know why I chose such a realistic dildo.
Could have got a purple one.
It's not even like I chose a big one. I chose what I would assume... is Bobby Kelly's dick. Like a little small...
Flesh-colored.
Fucking flesh-colored dildo. And so Bobby Kelly puts it in his pants, and I'm going first, and I just fucking...
You really deep-throated.
I really gave it to him.
Well, you looked like you...
First of all, doggy. People are like, oh, dude, you must have sucked it. No, I've gotten my fucking dick sucked awesomely. I know what an awesome blowjob is. I wasn't trying to phone it the fuck in. I was trying to win. I have a competitive spirit, okay? So I gave it
full hog.
I go, I'm talking about like, as I good spit as on it. Knows. I gave eye contact to Bobby Kelly. I put my hand in between his legs, grabbed his ass, and pulled his dick into my face. Because that's what I want a woman to do to me. All the ladies listening to this right now, that's what I want. Okay?
This is going
to
be a
for
fucked
you to
up
suck
thing.
Bob Kelly.
So let me tell you.
I'm going to tell you a fucked up thing.
And I'm going to tell you in
it's from your dad being dead.
Let me finish.
That you sucked that dick.
Let me finish.
That's what Bobby Kelly
kept on
Bobby.
Saying to me. Let me finish. Dude, there's people watching.
Yeah, because he looked
come.
Up to Bobby.
Yeah.
And it was because
can
of Bobby that Gans Digital exists.
Just, if you had a dad
Stop.
Back home,
let me finish.
You would never suck someone's
can
dick
Can I fucking
like that.
Finish the story?
Yeah.
So then I finish my 30-second thing, right? Yeah. And then it's Billy J's turn. And this cunt just goes... I lose.
Oh, no.
I forfeit.
I forfeit. Lewis wins.
No. Oh, she was never going to do it.
She's never going to do it. She's never going to do it.
That's terrible, man.
It's terrible.
Yes.
So then people took the clip of it and just out of context, just have an image of me saying,
"Oh yeah, no, but in context,
it looks fucking real." So yeah, a bunch of people think I'm gay now.
Yeah, I had to answer it for you to a couple of my friends.
I don't care.
Like, I love that's the world you live in.
The only reason
answer
I care.
For Lewis.
Yeah, they're like, the "Is only, that your boy sucking dick?"
Doggy. The only reason I give a shit because I don't fucking care. Okay, the amount of fucking people that live in LA that actually suck dicks to do shit, like legitimately suck dicks. The stories that are out there, real dick in their fucking mouths.
Comics?
Yeah.
Like, name,
please.
Names,
no, not naming
what?
Names.
Come on, bro.
We all know.
Who?
Listen. Okay?
Huh?
The only reason I care at all, and this is the truth, is one day my son will be able to fucking Google me, and I don't want an out-of-context video of me sucking a dick to be something that... Literally, I have to explain to him, and he may never really believe it. Like, yeah, that's what I would say if yeah. I was, like, then I have to sit him down and show him the whole podcast and be like, but yeah, it's a tranny. It's a whole, I don't want to have that conversation with my fucking kid.
This tranny freak tricked me.
But people
explain how Bobby died.
Me and Bobby talked about it on the phone. He was like, dude, do you want me to not put out this skank fest thing? Because people are tweeting at us about you sucking my dick. I was like, I don't give a shit. Because at Skankfest this year, we had another blowjob competition, but we had Skankfest people pretend to blow me. But of course, it's a fucking big glow in the dark dick, so it doesn't look real. So, but I was like, no, I don't give a shit. If I made out with Big J, he jerked me off with a fleshlight. I picked up gum off of the tip of Justin Silver's dick one time. The amount of gay shit we've done on this podcast, if you guys think calling me gay means
stop
anything.
Stop saying we. It's just gay shit.
You know,
it's
gay shit I've done on my in the podcast and not
Zach doesn't
alone
mix work and pleasure.
Yeah, you do gay shit in real life too.
Yeah, I do it for the fucking sport.
Yeah, I know.
For the love of the game.
So, yeah, that was that. I don't know.
All right.
I don't live the life where, like, I legitimately think gay shit's funny. I really do. And a lot of other people
do. It's funny.
Too. It's hilarious.
It's funny.
Yeah. Who doesn't think gay shit's funny?
I thought it was funny. Yeah, it's good. I respect you for it.
Big J used to have that joke. It was like you walk through the mall holding your friend's hand just to weird people out. It's a different time. I guess people aren't weirded out by it anymore.
Yeah. It's like, yeah. Those it's not games. Aging well. That hair
did not hold up.
Yeah. you tell people you're friends with a black person just to
yeah,
fuck
I remember
them.
When
every time I have
them?
Dinner with my dad, when he leaves to go to the bathroom, I tell the server he's my boyfriend.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
It's a good one.
Kim hit me up like a year into a relationship. She's like, hey, I saw this video of you blowing Bobby Kelly. Now, just explain. I was like, yeah.
You know how you got all your spots?
Lewis just goes, love is love is love.
Were you trying to get on Kill Bobby?
Kill Bobby. Oh, boy. All right. So, yeah, that was it. Shane, if you want me to explain, you fucking homophobic asshole.
I'm not homophobic.
Well, you're homophobic. What are your friends all homophobic for? Oh, you're fucking Philly.
You're
fucking Philly comic friends. Like, dude, you know, Lewis is cool. I want to do Skankfest, but not no more. It's crazy. What's wrong with you, fucking homophobes? I sucked a little dick. So what? No, Shannon, I'll do what I want. It's my show. Sick of Shannon fucking throwing. She puts up signs like an audience coordinator.
Like a producer?
If I don't remind you, then you yell at me for not reminding you.
Yeah. She's producing.
Last time Feeny's on the show for 6 months.
Oh, shit.
Why is Feeny getting banned?
Sick of this shit.
Because he can't take it out on you. Yeah, yeah. So he tries to take
yes,
it
I
out
can.
On
I'll
you.
I'll ban Shane. Are you,
you
kidding me?
You will not, you fucking.
Shane's banned for a year.
No, not yes. from what?
Shane's banned yeah. for a year. Yeah. He's got to do only Bane impressions on this show when he comes in for one full year. God, Shane. No, you're banned.
Yeah, that's.
You're why'd you suck that dick? It wasn't good.
I dance for you.
No,
that good?
Bane. Right. Nobody got Bane.
Is that not Bane?
It's the easiest one.
I don't know. I've never.
I think we need to ban just his Bane impression.
All right, that's fine.
You're
yes,
Bane.
You're Bane.
You're Bane.
Ah, shit. This is a funny show. We do a good show here. This is like.
Is it over?
This is like under the radar, the funniest show in the world.
This is a bad one.
You think it's a bad one?
This is one
today?
Of the bad. No. Yeah.
Come on.
Today's all right.
Oh, you're saying
compared
the show.
To the last two
the
times
show
I was
general.
On this show.
No, dude. You don't understand the
he
magic that happens
me
around
every
you.
Time I come
Can I tell
on
you the problem? You,
he fucks me on this.
Can I tell you the problem?
Go on.
With you?
Yeah.
You're a liar.
Okay.
What happened?
You're a liar.
You guys raped the girl the last time you were on, right?
The full, yeah.
No, we... Yeah, we... Well, we
tied her up, hog-tied her, and raped the girl?
Gang raped her.
I had nothing to do with that shit.
You gang raped her, dude.
It was a bad
It was off camera.
It was an edgy bit.
Wasn't edgy. It wasn't a bit. It was real life.
It was
we gang raped a woman.
Just edgy. Misses us.
Yeah. Shannon, did we or did we not actually gang rape a woman on the show?
You actually did.
Say?
Wow. Oh, yeah?
Shane?
It was Hello, edgy. Was it was very random-esque. You're like a Puerto Rican random.
How does Bane feel about that raping? It was good.
Hit him with it.
I would have done it too. Yeah.
She likes it deep inside.
Irish Bane.
Just do Sean Connery. That was just Sean Connery.
Was it?
Yeah. Rock.
I love gang raping women. Yeah, I've got
I like that you're not even trying to.
Can
do
we
the...
get a Bane mask online that Colm has to wear? I mean this, Shannon. Right now, purchase a Bane mask on Amazon. I'm dead ass. How much is it first? Tell me how much it is.
Yeah.
Don't you buy it. Don't you? I'm sure there's different versions.
$26. Boom.
Yeah, that one probably is dope, right?
No. Get the $44 one. Are you kidding me? No, you're getting the $45.
Why is the $44 one?
Because that one you can still see his eyes. The other one's a helmet.
No.
It looks like Harry
the same thing. That one looks better, I think.
That looks like Spawn. You have no money. That's why you want the $45 one. Get a good one. It's a good beer. Get the good one.
But is the but
we're all gonna get banned.
Shannon, look at the reviews.
That's great. I mean, look at that.
And then what do I say? I go, I'm going to tie this woman up.
Yeah.
It's getting better. It really is getting better.
Shannon, hit the plug music.
Everyone's mad at it.
My Bane's great. Who's the best Bane? Who's the best Bane?
Zach, who has the worst? No?
I can't.
What does he say?
That was pretty good.
I was born in the darkness.
He's getting better. As you practice it, you're getting better.
Is it?
Yeah. You really are.
If you
scream, I'll kill you.
No, you got worse.
You regret.
I can't go off screen.
Got worse than a starter.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, I'll practice. I'll come back.
Okay. Well, I guess let's do the script.
Rape
and then
Bane.
We'll get out of here. Did you guys assign roles to everybody?
No.
No, I figured you can do that. It's just the only two, like me, you, and Zach.
Obviously, we're us.
So we're not in this?
Yeah, you are.
Cool.
Who are the other characters in the play?
Teenager, clerk.
Hold on. Teenager, clerk.
A nurse and a doctor.
A nurse and a doctor. Okay. I want everyone to have a different role here. So we need to... All right, so Feeny's a teenager.
Sure, yeah. The good looks.
The doctor or the
virgin?
I think castability. An Irish clerk makes a lot of sense.
I was going to say Shane should be the clerk.
Shane should be the clerk? I feel like Shane should be the doctor or the nurse.
Depends how mad you are at him.
Yeah, I think Shane's the doctor.
Wow. Respect.
Thanks, Lewis. Yeah, thank you.
Wow.
Clerk is Colm.
Oh, and then Nate's the nurse.
And then Nate is the nurse. Nice little fucking Australian nursey. I like it. All right, so this is who is this by, Shannon? Do we have any background information?
Oh, wait. He wants to be referred to as Dick Slinky.
Dick Slinky.
Yep.
I don't mind it. Oh, shit. I was going to have
it's
you
not
guys
worse
this...
than Troy Nato.
It's a lot of grammatical issues with this script, but...
It's okay, dude.
Content's pretty accurate.
Just fucking
though.
Try to read it. Don't be an asshole and read the... If it's spelled wrong, read it that way. I hate when people do that. Just fucking what? You know what it is.
You have the ability to do it? I could never.
Well, someone has to read the directions.
You just signed yourself up,
so
Shannon.
How about we make it...
Wait, Colm, you have to do yours in the Bane voice.
Yeah, the directions in the Bane
you
voice.
You fucking took my plan out of my brain.
Bane voice is
you
a narrator.
Fuck? We're so in sync.
No. His part should be Bane voice.
No. I think the Bane voice, Colm's Bane voice should be the narrator, and Colm should be the...
Just
clerk.
Regular Irish Colm?
Yeah.
All right, I'll do that.
All right, let's do it. You're the narrator. Go.
Oh, it's me first?
Fuck. Yeah, this is Bane.
A lot of reading.
Lewis, yeah. Nude.
No,
set the scene.
Bane.
Set the scene. Interior, Gas Digital Studios, shit. Bathroom.
Interior.
Oh, I wasn't.
Gas Digital Studios, bathroom. Lewis, nude.
Dude, please switch
it's,
it.
It's
please
shut the fuck up. No.
Bane
is
our time. Bane
the toilet stop.
This is comedy.
This is it, dude.
Yeah, but it's going to be a long time to get to
the Yeah. Yeah, you don't have to take such liberal pauses.
Colm will marry, and Bane will be the clerk. Bane's the clerk. We're switching roles.
I'd say keep doing it.
All right, from the top.
Nude.
He's nude.
We emphasize nude like there were 11 U's written.
He's nude, Batman. Go.
All right. What's the int mean? Interior?
Interior.
Interior.
He's never read a script.
Internal. Gas Digital Studios.
Johnny Hollywood over here.
International Gas Digital. Yeah. All right. Internal Gas Digital Studios bathroom. Lewis, nude, is straddling the toilet backwards and using it as a desk.
Done
he's,
that?
He's writing in a notebook. All right. This is fake.
Never done that.
He's writing in a notebook and is interrupted by a knock on the door.
You almost done in there, Lewis? I've got to blast a major dookie.
I'll be out in a second, doggy.
Lewis crumbles a page from the notebook and turns the bidet to full blast.
Seriously, Lou, this is an emergency. I might shit my pants.
I said I'll be out in a goddamn second. Shh. That's a spraying into my ass. Yep, yep.
Lewis stands and faces the mirror. He's gotten super muscular from doing body beast.
Body beast.
He speaks to his reflection as he's getting dressed.
Today's your day, doggy. You're going to go in there, you're going to tell her how you feel, and if she doesn't love you back, so be it.
Lewis, please, I'm not joking. This is an emergency.
Jesus Christ, Zach, stop being such a fucking faggot, will you?
Lewis opens the door to reveal Zach standing in a pool of his own diarrhea.
I told you it was an emergency.
Whatever, dude. I'm getting out of here. You got any blue chew?
Sure. Where are you headed?
Zach pulls a handful of loose dick pills from the pocket of his liquid shit-soaked cargo shorts and gives them to Lewis.
I've got a date with destiny.
Exit. EXT.
I cannot believe that you're in show business.
Yo, I'm all about impressions, dude. I'm not. Yeah.
There's more of a voices guy. Yeah.
Exit. East Village Day. Lewis pennyboards down the sidewalk. He is dressed in an open silk shirt and his pecs look amazing.
It's true.
He looks like a cross between Stone Cold Steve Austin and The Rock, only cooler and way more muscular.
Love this guy.
A teenage boy stops him in front of a bodega.
Excuse me, sir. Do you think you could go inside and buy me some cigarettes?
Feeny, you don't have to make a wimpy teenage voice. You have one. You
Zach did a voice.
Shit.
Not, yeah, that's not really. The other thing. It's weird because Zach
was like, Lewis,
Zach,
I told
for
you.
No reason, it turns into this other character that doesn't exist in the world. Yeah. His version is like a young fucking happy.
Because they made me nerdy and shitting my pants, so I just went with it.
All right. I mean, I'm being honest with you guys. You guys are taking some interesting choices here. I would just say, all right, go. Anyway, go. Do it again. Sorry. Go.
Now I've lost confidence in the accent, and I'll just do it regular. Fine, here.
Do it as Bane.
I'll do it. Excuse me, sir? You think you could go inside and buy me some cigarettes?
Sure thing, kid. But only because I'm in such a great mood today. See, I'm on my way to see my producer Shannon at the hospital. She finally got her tits redone, and today's the big reveal. She doesn't know it yet, but we're going to get married one day.
Jesus Christ.
You have the best Bane in the room. You've been just sitting on it?
I've been trying to do it, but wait, his is funnier.
It's true. She's the most beautiful girl in the world. I mean, sure, her face is kind of weird and her accent is terrible, but I love her. And today is the day that I'm going to tell her how I feel.
Look, dude. It's hard to do it for any sustained period.
It almost sounds Indian at a certain point.
Here's $20. Are you going to buy them for me or not?
Oh, Lewis takes the money and walks into the bodega. He gets to the counter and puts down a dozen donuts, two big bags of Doritos, one of those cheapo 1 gallon jugs of generic brand fruit punch, and a nasty old rotting banana.
That's funny. My girlfriend just had an operation and she can only eat certain things.
Yeah, right. What'd she get? A bong hit transplant?
The other customers erupt with laughter.
Well, she isn't technically my girlfriend yet, but I'm on my way to see her now, and...
Customers are hysterical. People are rolling around the floor, gasping for air, in between bouts of uncontrollable laughter.
This is great.
A man clutches his chest and begins shouting for help.
I better get out of here, doggy.
Lewis gets on his skateboard and does a 900 through the front window of the store. Glass shatters and hits the ground as he rides away.
Hey, mister. I'm not doing that anymore. Yeah. Hey, mister, what about my cigarettes?
Smoking kills, cowabunga, dude.
Internal hospital exam room. Is that not what it was?
What did you say?
Internet hospital room. Yeah, yeah.
I forgot what it was.
Interior or exterior? That's everything.
Right. We didn't all go to college, man. All
right. We didn't all go to any audition ever.
Oh, I didn't know we're booking a bunch of nerds reading and writing over here.
I wasn't going to audition. He's never even been sent anything ever. He's never even sent sides once.
I just sort of, I know what it means inside. Like, I just never knew
what. Of course it does. Go.
Shut up, you're not getting booked, fucking.
No,
what
I made my
have
own
you
thing.
Been in?
I booked myself.
500 years old, you've never been on TV. Shut the fuck up, man. I only moved here. I only just got a visa.
Fine.
I only just got a visa.
Out
He's
alpha.
Back.
Out
He's
alpha.
Back.
Out alpha.
Fine, I don't care.
You got fucking crushed.
You got butt fucked, dude.
You got butt fucked. Wow, bread on your table. I'm looking at the gas digital logo while I'm being butt fucked.
Must hurt, dude.
It's going to be imprinted on the top of your head.
What is it? This is my studio.
Internal.
I'm Lewis, the owner.
Internal. Lewis gets buff fucked. All right. Internal. Oh, I forgot it again, did I?
He's thinking about it.
I mean, that's how it would happen.
Yeah.
All right. Shannon sits on the exam table waiting for the doctor. Her midsection is wrapped in mummy bandages, but they are barely able to hold back her enormous new breasts. A nurse is setting up the doctor's instruments.
Do you think that going with the triple D's was too much?
Who's Isn't it a little late to be having second thoughts?
Oh. Yeah, I guess you're right. Because anything will be in...
Crikey!
You call those tits?
Well, I'm a nurse, I am. Yeah,
we call them fun bags, we do.
Right. Approach her from behind.
Good, sorry.
Shannon, you got lips like an arrow.
A friendly stingray.
Good.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Plus, anything will be an improvement from what they looked like before.
Were they really that bad?
Fucking disgusting.
Oh. External hospital. Lewis is riding toward exit, is it?
I guess
exit.
Exterior. It's
exit. Exterior.
Interior.
It's exit.
Exterior.
exit hospital.
They don't have time for that I. EXT.
Lewis is riding towards the front door of the hospital. He kickflips through the door and past security. They chase him down the hall and he just barely slips through the closing doors of an elevator. The doors open on the top floor.
Also, a little writing error there. An elevator doors would just open back up as I slip through them.
Yeah.
There's no slipping through elevator doors.
Shoddy writing. The doors open up on the top floor and Lewis is greeted by 10 huge security guards.
Go ahead, make my day, doggies.
Originally, that wasn't it. N-words.
Go All ahead. Right. Make my day.
Cowboys from Hell starts playing as Lewis roundhouse kicks the first guard
Shannon,
in the chest.
Play Cowboys from Hell. I mean, we're gonna do it. Set the fucking mood here. It's a good tune. Don't make it too loud. Calm speaks like a dainty woman.
Okay.
Okay.
Cowboys from Hell starts playing as Lewis roundhouse kicks the first guard in the chest, killing him instantly. The rest of the guards lunge towards him. It's a fucking melee. Is it? Oh shit, man. That's how we say it in, no, we say it in Ireland differently, man. Bodies are flying and Lewis is knocking guys out left and right. The final guard begs for mercy as Lewis sinks in a perfectly executed rear naked choke.
Oh, damn right, doggy.
As the last gasp of air leaves the guard's body, Lewis notices the blue chew is starting to kick in. He's hard as a rock.
When in Rome, baby boy.
Interior exam room.
Yeah!
Page 5.
Every day you're learning, huh? The doctor enters. He's wearing a cap and surgical mask.
Jesus, what's that smell?
I don't know. The patient in the next room must have shit himself.
Well, go take care of that. I can handle things in here.
Yes, doctor.
Now, let's get a look at these bad boys. How's that sound, Shannon?
Sounds great, doc. I'm really excited to not have totally fucked up tits anymore.
This guy's great.
The doctor begins unraveling Shannon's bandages. Each time his hands move across the chest of her, it's revealed.
His Xanax kicked in
across her chest.
Until finally they are set free. Her tits come out.
They're humongous.
They're magnificent.
Oh my God. Do you have an erection right now?
A drop of liquid falls from above onto one of Shannon's jumbo yum yums.
It's Colm.
That's normal. That's normal. A little bit of cock drip. The pair simultaneously look up and see a large brown stain on the ceiling. Shannon runs her finger across the liquid over her tit and smells it.
Is that?
Suddenly, Zach Amico comes crashing through the ceiling. He is covered from head to toe in his own shit.
Whoopsie-daisy!
His character.
Zach.
Whoopsie-daisy.
What the fuck are you doing?
Lewis, is that you?
Shannon pulls off the doctor's surgical mask to reveal Lewis's face.
Shannon, is that what you think? I love you.
Shannon starts to vomit. The combination of Lewis's unwelcome affection and Zach's sloppy... Joe, diarrhea overwhelms her and she begins to hyperventilate. Vomit sprays from her mouth and nose as she gasps for dear life. She falls to the ground and begins to convulse. Her shit-covered tits are bouncing all over the place.
Yes. Zach, do something!
Right away, Dr. Gomez!
Zach starts
bleeding. Blading his forehead like Abdullah the Butcher.
Right. Zach starts blading and he just stops.
Oh, blading. Oh, it is blading. I thought it was a typo.
Zach, do something. And he starts blading his forehead with a razor blade.
Blading, it is
and
blading.
Bleeding down his face.
No, actually, I just fucked up. Zach starts blading his forehead like Abdullah the Butcher.
What the fuck, dude? I think she's dying. I'm going to try mouth to mouth.
Zach is now completely nude and covered in blood. He's snapping rat traps on his dick and crying. Shannon is completely still as Lewis goes from doing CPR to passionately kissing her now lifeless body.
Lewis!
This is the greatest story I've ever read in my entire life.
Say your lines!
Sorry. Give me a second, dude.
Lewis!
1 second.
Lewis, open up!
Interior. Gas digital bathroom. We see Lewis' face as he makes out with the air.
Wow.
Wow.
It's now clear that it has all been a toilet jerk-off fantasy.
Oh, wow.
He comes. He stands and faces the mirror. He's still fat. He opens the door. Zach has been waiting for close to an hour.
Jesus, Lou. I was worried something happened in there. You okay?
Never been better, doggy. Never been better.
Wow.
That guy.
For a guy who can't read, I crushed that.
You fucking.
You nailed it.
I was sweating and shaking and stuff like that. I'm not a good
sucks
reader.
Sucks having to read publicly.
No, I can't do it.
Dreading that fucking narrator.
No, you killed it. Everyone killed it. That guy's awesome, dude. Yeah, he gets the entire prize package. Look, if you send us something that good, we're not going to make it a contest anymore. We're not animating this. Or if somebody wants to animate it, please animate it. I don't give a shit. Edit it all together. Make it great. I'll give that guy the prize package, though, because that was all. He put a lot of work into it. I legitimately laughed out loud at that. Get him a t-shirt. We'll get him a mug. We'll get him a hoodie. And yeah, dude, we'll fucking hook you up with some other stuff. Hit us up. That was awesome. If you guys have any fan fiction you want us to act out in the form of a play, please send it realassofficial@gmail.com. And that's the show, boys. What a great show today. Wow. Really loved having you guys on. As always, a great time. Shane Gillis, Mike Fiendog. Colm Terrell. Make sure you guys follow me on my Twitch stream as well.
Yeah.
Pure Rattlesnake. And me and Fiendog, I've been teaching them how to play Fortnite lately. So.
NY Freshmaker, baby.
NY Freshmaker, hell yeah. Zach Amico, Shannon, follow everyone. Nate, the new Harrington. Oh, how much better it is without Harrington. So.
What happened with Harrington?
He's still right there.
He's gone?
He's right there.
He's fucking. He was sleeping on my couch the last few nights.
Has he been?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. All right, goodbye, guys.
That's all, folks.